When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Movie Trivia Schmodown Universe. We are so excited for Season 8. Season 8 is the biggest season that we have ever done. And we have launched the Schmodown Faction merch. That is right. Faction merch from all 8 factions. They are available now. You like swag? Well, get a swag hoodie. Put on that hat with Corruption Hat. Put the shirt on. Get the championship design. Anytime you purchase faction merch, a percentage of the profits go into a pool. It is going to contribute to what the factions are playing for. Hell, I want to see them playing for $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. I want to see them playing for what they are able to play for, what they have deserved to play for. Who's the faction I'm supporting? Who do I want to win? And I get it. So head on over to the Skybound store now. The link is in the description of this video. If you're watching your favorite factions and you know when they're going to be competing, put on the shirt, put on the hoodie, put on the hat, and let us know. Take some pictures, tweet it out, hashtag Schmodown, and we will retweet it and show everybody who you are supporting. Enjoy the match, enjoy the merch, and we'll see you next time.
Tournament. It's round number one, and we are coming to you from the Scum and Villainy Cantina in Hollywood, California, with a great studio audience here and the great Mark Ellis. I am Christian Harloff. Mark, what a match we have today.
Great is the least amount of words you would need to describe my presence, but when you talk about these two competitors we're about to meet, Christian, you talk about knowledge, you talk about strength, you talk about strategy. That's what you think about when you get an all-timer like Drew McWeeny, but he is facing someone who is newer on the scene, but has struck fear in the hearts of his opponents thus far this year, and taken some wine from the back, I imagine. That would be Ty Lieberman. So how do you see this one playing out?
This is an interesting one, and there's a lot of bad blood already between these two, because if you look at Ty Lieberman as part of this Finstock Exchange. The Finstock Exchange have drafted these rookies. They have made a claim on it. Nobody knew who a lot of these people were, and they have been making a really good run. Now, 1-1 is Ty Lieberman. His only loss coming to Josh Horowitz, which everybody seems to be losing to Josh Horowitz, but Ty Lieberman put up that fight, and he's really a great player. The beef comes between the last match that the Barbarian had with Drew McWeeny. There was the big controversy inside of the match itself, but Ty Lieberman was the manager. He was the manager at that time, and some say that the inexperience of Ty Lieberman as a manager might have cost Barbarian that match.
And that's what really you're looking at with this matchup we're about to see, is you have veteran versus rookie, you have old guard versus new guard, zero calorie soda against Pino Grigio.
Fact. So what I also say, though, this is going to be an interesting battle again between Tom Dagnino and Sam Levine. They have been back and forth. The usual suspects are just moving right now. They are moving at a fast, fast speed. The question is, can the Exchange, remember how they have those TKO shirts for a reason? They started out hot. They need this win here today. They have to do it.
They have to do it. And for a look as to how we got here today, well, I drove a Ford Fusion. But the match itself, here's a promo.
You What is there? Eo, el pirate. Now, how do you know when your pasta's finished cooking? You take out a piece and you throw it against the wall. Now, last month, my friend and faction mate, the Barbarian, went toe-to-toe with Schmodown superstar Drew McQueen.
Rooster Cogburn. I'm sorry, it is True Grit.
Barbarian and I had him cooked. We cut off a piece of McWinnie and we threw him against the wall. And it stuck there for a second. Some would say 4 seconds. But ultimately, he just wasn't done.
Hello. Did you say a live Schmodown match? It sounded like you did. You know who likes live matches? One Drew McWinnie. I know what he's capable of. We all know what he's capable of. And I want to see him back in Godfather form from seasons past.
He is one of the most terrifying players in terms of his pure knowledge we've ever seen. His back-to-back team's record was like, he was like 13-2 or something. But in singles, he's like around a 500 player.
I know Drew is a teams guy, but I've always felt he could make a singles run.
Absolutely.
Like anyone else.
Now, this pot of noodles has been simmering for 6 weeks. And I'll pull a noodle out of there and throw it against the wall, and it will stick. Whether it's tortellini, cappellini, fettuccine, linguine, or Drew McWinnie.
I might not be the best player, I might not be the most likable player, but I am maybe the least intimidable player. I really do not get frightened by the stage. I don't think I would have joined the league if I didn't think I could win every match.
I guess he's played a few matches. He seems to know a little bit about movies, but knowing a little bit about movies doesn't really cut it. You need to eat, sleep, and breathe movies.
I joined the Schmodown to have power in the league. And look, after only a couple of matches, a couple of months, I'm managing a faction? Just think of what's next for me, the tyrant!
Yes, I think this dish is quite finished and ready to serve live at the Scum & Villainy Cantina in Hollywood. Buon appetito, fine de tyrant!
Look, a lot of shots taken. A lot of shots taken there at the both from the exchange and the suspects. Back and forth we go, and that's only in the promo. That's only from what they were doing when they weren't in the same room together. What's going to happen now while they are in the same room? A lot of smack talk. You can guarantee that. And you know, this is not going to be a handshake. Oh, great match. There's going to continue to be some bad blood after this match.
Two factions that care about their craft and their competitors. We're about to meet both of them, and the competition itself is about to begin. Christian, let's get that throat warmed up.
It sounded
a little creepy.
Just more than a little. More than a little.
Came off odder than I thought it would.
Now you knew what you were doing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the movie trivia. Three rounds in the Ultimate Schmodown Singles Tournament. There's that music, that Finstock Exchange music, once again booming through. It's almost been this I don't know, this thing, you know that the villains are coming to town.
It sounds like the theme song for a doomed cruise ship.
Yes, it does. David B. doing a phenomenal job on this one, but you can feel it, and here they come. Here comes the Finstock Exchange and Ty Lieberman and Tom Zagnino. Here they come, walking down, and there is the Barbarian.
There's the Barbarian. Elvis once again in the building.
There he is. Oh, and there's the booze by the crowd, obviously, as you see.
No love lost between the crowd.
Oh, this King Khan. He's got King Khan with him. He's got a match in a couple of weeks.
And Khan ready to go.
And where is... Oh, there is Ty. There is the tyrant. And look at him. Look at him.
They should stop
him. He is yelling right back at the crowd. He's got some sort of bottle of fine wine.
Oh, wow. He's going after him.
He is.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing for first, representing the Finstock Exchange, with a record of 1 win, 1 defeat, and 1 knockout, he is the Tyrant, Ty Lieberman! Ty Lieberman, just look at him. He's loving it. He's loving the moves. Look at him. Look at that smile.
I thought my name was Rooster Cogburn.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, no. It's the Tyrant, Ty Lieberman.
Got a bottle of
Drew's great. He's been the B player on some of the best teams in history. And that includes Andrew Guy.
I feel like I got Brian Dennett.
Yeah, very, very loud voice. How much does a bottle of Finstock Reserve go for?
Prices.
All right, well, there's Ty Lieberman, and now we leave the Godfather. Oh, this is very interesting. Andrew Guy recently had given the Godfather full permission to use this song from now on, moving on.
It feels like a very Drew McSweeney kind of tune.
And they wait.
We wait for them to emerge from the green room.
Here, legend of the game. Legend of the game, former champion. Now with his former teammate as his manager, Sam Levine. And here comes the decorated Drew McSweeney. A legend of the film space in general. There's Sam Levine. And there he is. There's the Godfather, ladies and gentlemen.
I see him coming.
The Godfather, Drew McSweeney. Legend of the game.
Always well calibrated. Now properly caffeinated. He is ready to go.
And his opponent, representing the usual suspects, with a record of 5 wins, 6 defeats, and 2 knockouts. He is the former Movie Trivia Schmodown Team Champion of the World, the Godfather, Drew McSweeney!
A lot of love as he deserves. A lot of love for McSweeney. He is now seated at the table, standing, as it were, as is Lieberman, and they look prepared and ready to go.
This is going to be an interesting matchup, to say the least. The Godfather versus the Tyrant. Mark, what are the rules of round number one?
The rules of round number one are as follows. Scarfs are allowed in the Movie Trivia Schmodown. And in round number one, 8 questions will be asked to the field of competition. We'll ask a question. You have 15 seconds to get that correct answer written down on whatever writing surface you prefer. Once we ask you by name or nickname, please show what you wrote to your camera, to our beautiful audience, and to the handsome host, one of which is talking right now. Each question for the point. No penalty for missing a question. There is no stealing. At least there isn't in round number one. I remind each competitor of your 3 usages of the JTE rule throughout the duration of the match. That's your repeat. Buy yourself another 15 seconds to get that correct answer. If you're not sure you heard a question right, use a JTE rule. You also each have 1 challenge you may utilize at any point throughout the 3-round match. We'll bring in managers, deliver it to our heart's content. It will ultimately be your manager that confirms and ratifies if said challenge is taking place.
All right, so we asked the Godfather, are you ready?
I am.
And the Tyrant, are you ready?
Are we doing the rules first?
We literally just read them. Just happened.
It's probably okay. Let's get ready.
Then let's get ready to Schmodown! Round number one. Question number one is going to start in the realm of animated films. Michael Cera, Ray Fiennes, Jonah Hill, and Channing Tatum lent their voices to what 2017 animated film?
Do you know?
Ray Fiennes.
Right, not even Ray Fiennes Fiennes knows how to pronounce his own name.
Yeah. Shut up, Sam.
Whoa. Jeez, Christian.
Five,
easy.
4, 3. Probably wasn't even Sam. 2, 1. Pens down. Hands up, please. And we start with Drew.
Is it Sausage Party?
It is not. And Ty.
Book of Life?
It's not. Looking for the Lego Batman movie.
The Lego Batman movie.
Starting out with a goose egg.
That's right. And we'll take that again so they can get their first point. Or we'll just move on to the category of comedies. The Schmodown is filmed before a live studio audience. Sit, Ubu, sit. Your question. Which Edgar Wright film features performances from Simon Pegg, David Bradley, Martin Freeman, and Rosamund Pike? two, one. Fence down, and let's go to the Tyrant.
Shaun of the Dead?
It's incorrect. And Godfather?
That would be The World's End.
That is correct. Yeah. So Godfather goes up by one. Yeah. All right, question number three. Family films. Which actress appears in the films Beverly Hills Chihuahua and 2003's Freaky Friday?
I feel like people don't talk about Beverly Hills Chihuahua enough these days.
Why would you?
with that attitude, I'm not bringing it up anymore.
Please don't. It's the whole point of having that attitude.
I was in that
movie. Four.
I wasn't in that movie.
Three. Two. One. Pens down. Hands up, please. And we're going to start with Drew.
Is it Lindsay Lohan?
It is incorrect. And Ty.
If I ask if it's Lindsay Lohan, might it be correct?
Jamie Lee Curtis is the answer. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, so it is still...
This is a barn burner.
One to one.
You should put us in the barn and burn it.
That's one way, or we could just continue with the match. Go to the 1990s. Movies released in the decade known colloquially as the 90s. Your question for a point. Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt both won acting Oscars for this 1997 romantic comedy from director James L. Brooks. And Christian, I don't want to curse it. I think we might have a correct answer here.
Well, we're going to find out. I don't know. You never know. This is a strange day. I can feel it in my bones. And five, four.
Getting up there in years.
Three, yes I am. Two.
Is it going to storm?
One. Pens down, hands up, please. And we're going to start here with Ty.
For 4 points, as good as it gets.
Yes, not for the 4 points, though. And Drew.
That would be as good as it gets.
Yes. All right. So we're tied up. We're tied up here. And we got ourselves a score. Or two. No, it's 2-1. 2-1. 2-1. 2-1 is the score as we get to our next question. Remakes and reboots. Remakes and reboots. Which actor plays the lead role of Douglas Quaid in 2012's Total Recall?
You love the original.
I don't mind this one.
You seen the theater?
The original?
The original?
I might have.
You sneak in?
Might have. I didn't sneak in. My dad took me to everything.
And did your dad
five,
sneak?
Four. Three. Two.
Come on, son, quick.
One. Pens down. We're New York gangsters. I don't know. And starting with Drew.
That would be Colin Farrell.
Yes. And Ty.
Colin Farrell.
Yes, it is.
They're hot all of a sudden.
3-2. 3-2 is the score. And now we get to our next question.
That is in the category of black cinema, gentlemen. And the query for a point. O'Shea Jackson Jr. plays Ice Cube and Corey Hawkins plays Dr. Dre in this 2010s biographical drama from director F. Gary Gray.
They're both now, as you said, they both, it seems like they've locked in now and they start getting questions. Right?
Well, you're in front of a live audience. Hasn't happened in a while or ever in Ty Lieberman's
five,
case.
Four, three, two, one. Hands down, hands up, please, and we start with Ty.
Straight out of Compton.
That's it. And Drew.
Straight out of Compton.
Yes. All right, so it is 4-3. 4-3. And now we get to question seven, famous actors and actresses. Which actor appears in the films Pacific Rim Uprising, Horrible Bosses 2, and 2015's Vacation?
Which you love.
You stopped this
all
talk.
Over that movie.
No, everything else you said
five
was just jokes.
Five out of five schmoes.
Yeah, everything you said was jokes. That's just nasty. Five, four, three, two, one. Fence down, hands up, please. And we start with Drew McQueenie.
I do not have it.
And Ty.
Is it Ed Helms?
Looking for Charlie Day.
No.
Charlie Day. No. All right. So.
Of course.
So right now it is still 4-3. Interesting here with these two trivia giants here. The 4-3.
All you got to do is beat your opponent.
Here it is.
Category is musicals. And the question. What 2017 musical featuring Michelle Williams and Zendaya features the songs Rewrite the Stars and The Other Side?
Got closer.
That is not The Other Side of Aerosmith's great discography.
You think I'm going to forgive you for that last thing you're wrong?
Whoa, what'd I say?
You're nasty. Five, four.
What, you love Vacation?
Three, stop this. Two, one. Pens down, hands up, please. And we start with Ty.
The Greatest Showman.
Yes, and Drew.
It'll be The Greatest Showman.
That is correct. All right. So at the end of round number one, Drew McQueenie finds himself with a 1-point lead. It is 5-4 after round number one.
Do I get my bonus?
Yeah, but you got to answer it in the back right now. And, you know, take him out there. We'll find someone else to compete. All right, 5-4. 5-4 at the moment. Mark, round number two, what do you got?
That's right. Ty found his bottle of wine, so I think we're free for a minute. To give the rules of round number two, we have a real wheel, and it is live in studio. Its mom dropped it off this morning. Here it is. Each competitor gets a spin. Once you settle on a category, four questions will emerge in that particular round. 2 points is the value of each question, unless you need the aid of multiple choice. We'll give you four options, one of which is the correct answer, we think. At that point, the value of the question recedes to one. Could be important because stealing is available in round number two. So stay ready. Keep your wits about you, competitors.
And I will be timing my opponent.
Oh, you're going to time Drew?
Okay. We'll still be keeping official time for Drew McQueenie. Your time will not be recognized.
Oh. I don't think that works.
I don't think you can get your watch open.
If Dagnino got you, it definitely doesn't work. I'll tell you that.
Is that a family heirloom, or did your manager steal it this morning?
Check the serial number. All right.
I've never seen that watch in my life. I don't know where.
Now you're being smart. All right, here we go. So round number two, Drew McQueenie, you are in the lead, sir. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go second.
All right, there you go. So then Ty Lieberman.
He's going to get a spin at the wheel.
All right, now Ty Lieberman will be spinning the wheel, Finstock Exchange. All right, Tyrant, give it a spin. And of course, you got to rest that. Oh, you don't want to touch it.
That's probably smart, given the times we live in. Yeah,
probably. I know, it's responsible.
Christian and I wearing masks for safety and because he had Funyuns for lunch. Oh, she's on the wheel.
Famous actors and actresses. You got 60 seconds to decide if you want to keep that, gentlemen. Starting now.
That was a quick discussion.
I will take it.
Gonna take it. All right. So, famous actors and actresses for the Tyrant. All right. Here we go. All right, gentlemen. Here we go. After the antics of Ty Lieberman, we are ready to start playing here. Ty, you're going to get four questions in the realm of famous actors and actresses, sir. Here is your first one. Which Judd Apatow-directed film served as Ken Jeong's big screen debut?
Knocked Up.
Yes, sir. 2 points.
Wow.
All right.
That's a fun fact.
In 2018's A Star is Born, who is the celebrity host of Saturday Night Live when Ali appears on the show?
Alec Baldwin.
2 points. That one he got really
good. Two more points. He already took the lead over McQueenie. He pads the lead to three.
All right. Here is the next question here. Famous actors and actresses. All right. In Brother, Where Art Thou? Who played the character of Daniel Big Dan Teague, who is an eye patch wearing villain? Five, four, three, two.
Multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Is it A, Stephen Root, B, John Goodman, C, Oscar Isaac, D, Josh Brolin?
John Goodman.
For one more point, that's correct.
One more question. Famous actors and actresses, he's already got a 4-point lead.
And here is the last question. Matrix co-stars Lawrence Fishburne and Keanu Reeves have both played a character by the name of Dr. William Foster. Reeves in the film Replicas and Fishburne in which film? Five, four, three, two, one.
Multiple choice.
Is it A, Passengers, B, Contagion, C, The Signal, D, Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
For one more point, Tyler.
Wow.
Pretty well done there.
Could have been a guess, but he got the point. Well maneuvered round number two for Lieberman. Now Drew McQueenie gets a spin at the wheel as he now finds himself trailing by 5 points.
5 points. All right, so now the wheel will come out for the Godfather as he will spin for his questions. All right, so now Drew McQueeny will hit the wheel. Drew, get on up there, give it a spin.
Well, he's not going to hit it.
Grab the microphone with you too, please, sir.
Thank you. I'm so happy to see you, Wheel. It's so nice to see you. All right.
Sucking up to the wheel, usually a good idea. And here is the spin by the Godfather.
Reunited with the wheel, but does it feel so good? We're about to find out with a spin.
Meryl Streep is the chant by the audience as it gets closer and closer and closer.
And
Wrestlers in film. Wrestlers in film. 60 seconds to decide if you want wrestlers in film.
We're going to spin again.
Going to spin again. All right, spinning away from wrestlers and film.
All right, they are spinning again.
So they really want, they're aiming, they want to get.
Yeah, it does seem.
Meryl Streep.
Simply for the honor of having Meryl Streep emerge.
Yeah, the Meryl Streep chant has been going on.
Meryl Streep, currently backstage, waiting to make her famous walk. Could be Meryl. No, it's going to be John Carpenter.
John Carpenter. All right, so Drew McQueeny will get. He's going to get four questions in a row of John Carpenter films.
John Carpenter movies, it is. All right, here we go. McQueeny and Lieberman back.
All right, so here we go. Drew McQueeny, four questions in the realm of John Carpenter. Mark, here we go.
Drew, for 2 points, your first of four questions in the wonderful world of John Carpenter. Who plays the role of Commander Malloy in 1996's Escape from L.A.?
Escape from L.A. Multiple choice.
All right, your four options for a point. Is it A, Peter Fonda, B, Clifford Robertson, C, Stacy Keach, or D, Steve Buscemi?
That would be C.
C, Stacy Keach is correct for a point. McQueeny inches closer, cutting the lead of Lieberman to four as we progress to his next question in the world of John Carpenter. Drew, which Carpenter film had a remake which starred Ethan Hawke and Lawrence Fishburne?
Assault on Precinct 13.
That is the exact precinct we are looking for. Two more points, and here's where we stand. If Drew McQueeny gets his penultimate question correct in the world of John Carpenter, we're going to find ourselves tied. Here it is. Which John Carpenter film features performances by Sam Neill, Michael McKean, and Stephen Tobolowsky?
Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
Chevy Chase in that movie, too. That is correct. Tied ball game, 10-10. Not exactly the lighting up of the scoreboard we thought this match might be, but nevertheless, it's tied. Drew McQueeny faces his final question in the world of John Carpenter.
So he's got to try to hit this to take the lead, whether he gets it multiple or straight up.
Sir McQueeny, which Carpenter film features the characters Arnie Cunningham and Dennis Gilder?
That would be Stephen King's Christine.
I wanted to say Archie so bad. That is correct for 2 points. Drew McQueeny, the Godfather, takes a 2-point lead into round three over the Tyrant.
It is, at the moment, 12-10. The Godfather takes that lead. It is a good match thus far, and now we get into round number three. Mark, how's it go?
Round number three, the only round where there will be no use of pocket watches allowed. Each competitor is going to give us a series of numbers. We need three numbers in total from each competitor. These numbers may range from 1 to 20. Going to give us your three numbers. We'll get your opponent's three numbers. Each number corresponds to a neat category of movie, trivia, schmodown, mystery. Your first question is worth 2 points. Your next one is worth 3 points. Your final question is worth 5 big points. No penalty for missing a question, and there is no stealing in round number three. 2-point lead for the Godfather. So, Drew, you have the honor of giving us your three lucky numbers first. From 1 to 20, what feels fortunate?
13, 16, and 18.
13, 16, and 18 for the Godfather and for the Tyrant.
I would like to choose number 7 for Dwayne Haskins, number 3 for Jeff George, and number 5 for Heath Shuler.
Okay, I know what you just did. Those are lesser Washington quarterbacks, but they still play for my favorite football team, so I appreciate your numbers.
Sorry, that's not, he's not
it's
nice
never show. Happened before, not and I'm still emotionally recovering from
it's
it.
Not a nice. All right, so we are going to start here with Ty Lieberman, who's going to try to tie the game. And he has chosen category 7. Category 7, that's going to put us with scores and soundtracks. Scores and soundtracks for Ty Lieberman for the 2-point question. All right, Ty, for your 2-point question, here it is. What classic animated Disney film features the songs Hi, Diddle, Dee Dee, and I've Got No Strings?
Pinocchio.
Yes, sir. 2 points. Tie game. All right, so now...
Mesmerizing dancing.
It was a pretty good dance. Sure. Drew McQueenie now had category 13, Mark.
That's right. That corresponds to Dan Marino's number, and that also, for our purposes here, means crime movies.
Crime movies it is. Drew McQueenie now looking to take his lead back with his 2 point.
Drew, the category is crime. The question for the lead, who stars as the main character Earl Stone in the film The Mule?
Clint Eastwood.
I believe that's his first feature film appearance, and that is correct for 2 points. McQueenie has the lead once again.
All right, well, now we get to Ty Lieberman. Ty Lieberman, for his 3 point, he chose category 3. Category 3, and that puts us to the realm of biopics. Biopics would be Ty's 3-pointer. Here it is. Ty, for your 3-point question. Which comedic actor plays record executive Ray Foster in the film Bohemian Rhapsody?
Mike Myers.
For 3 points, we got it. So it is now, at the moment,
it's going to be a 1-point advantage for Lieberman.
17 to 14.
Over McQueenie.
What is that? 15, sorry. 15-14. Lieberman now. McQueenie goes to try to take that 3-pointer. He chose category 16 for his 3-point question mark.
That's Joe Montana's number, so I'm calling the Dwayne Haskins of the 49ers, and that corresponds to the world of disaster movies.
Disaster movies for Drew McQueenie. Disaster movies for the 3-point question.
Bad things happen in these movies. A good thing could come out of it with a correct answer here for 3 points. Who plays the mayor of Dante's Peak, Washington, Rachel Wando, in the film Dante's Peak?
I believe that is Linda Hamilton.
The Godfather has the lead once again.
All right, so Ty Lieberman needs to hit his 5-point question. If he does, if he hits the 5-point question, it bounces back to Drew. However, if he misses, then Drew McQueenie will advance to the next round. All right, Ty, you chose category 5. That will put you with sports films for your 5-point question. Sports films, all right, sir. Here is your 5-point question in the realm of sports for 5 points. What 1991 sports comedy featuring Sinbad follows the fictional college football team, the Texas State Fighting Armadillos?
Necessary Roughness.
It's correct for 5 points. All right. So,
good movie.
Ty Lieberman has now taken the lead. So Drew McQueenie has to hit his 5-pointer. He hits it. He advances to the next round. However, if he misses, Ty Lieberman will advance. Drew McQueenie chose category mark 18.
18 corresponds to the type of match we're having right now, thrillers.
Thrillers is the category mark for thrillers for the 5-point question for Drew McQueenie.
This is for the win, Drew, and to advance to the next round of the Schmodown Singles Tournament. Here it is. Journalist Cal McGaffrey investigates the murder of a congressman's mistress walking headlong into a massive cover-up in what 2009 film featuring Russell Crowe and Helen Mirren?
Five.
Four. Can you repeat the question?
First one.
You have 2 JT rules remaining. Categories thriller. The question, journalist Cal McGaffrey investigates the murder of a congressman's mistress walking headlong into a massive cover-up in what 2009 film featuring Russell Crowe and Helen Mirren?
Is it Proof of Life?
And your winner, the Tyrant, Ty Lieberman. Answer was State of Play.
State of Play
was the answer. Woo. Ty Lieberman comes back and wins the match, and the exchange of big boos here from the crowd. The suspects take the L from the exchange, but oh man, look at Ty milking it. And we have what I would say a pretty big upset here as Ty Lieberman defeats the Godfather. Moving on to round two.
Hey, the pocket watch wasn't working, but the movie trivia sure was for Ty Lieberman. Back and forth, it was a seesaw battle, more of a tug of war, a frustrating defensive struggle for these two game competitors. But for the fans out there, maybe they're not thrilled with the outcome, as the booze would indicate, but you pay to see a good match, and boy, did these two competitors ever give us one. It is Ty the Tyrant Lieberman who's moving on with his fancy bottle of wine heading into round two.
He did, and that was a big win. The exchange needed it. The suspects, they put a little bit of ice on the fire that has been the suspects so far, but this was a really good battle between a legend and an up-and-coming rookie who stayed in it, was down, and they both had a bad first round, but they were able to stay in it. Both had good second rounds, and Ty Lieberman gets himself that victory there. It was an amazing match to see, and now Steph Sabraw is standing by with Ty Lieberman and Dagnino, and all I can say is what I've said to Jen Sturger many times. Good luck, Steph.
Ty and Finstock exchange, I guess congrats, but I gotta say, right out the gate, the disrespect to one of the legends of the game, the Godfather. What's up with that?
He's a legend of the game, and he always will. I was saying earlier, he's been the B player on many of the best teams in history. He is an absolute legend, and I wish him the best in his post-Schmodown career if this is the end. Actually, they just announced the Hall of Fame for the Schmodown, and I think Drew McWeeny should absolutely 100% be there to cover the event for some website that's going to go out of business in 6 months.
All right, it's just continuing, and we're going to hear more boos because this is what y'all do. But Gucci, I got to ask, you're okay with him just disrespecting one of the legends in this game?
Yeah, I taught him how to do it. Look, this is the way we operate. We knew we were going to come up against, you know. McWeeny took out Craig on a questionable thing, and we had to avenge that, and that's exactly what we did.
Ty, I want to talk about, you were coming from behind round 1, 2, and 3, but you got that 5-pointer that led to the victory. Were you at all nervous going into this?
No, I left my nerves at the door. I really don't get nervous. It was tough after I missed that question in round 1, and that second question. Okay, I missed half of round 1, so I was
the wine
a little
hitting?
Nervous up there. I was getting a little nervous up there when I missed half of round 1, but I stick to it. I don't quit. Neither does anybody in the Finstock Exchange. We're really the faction of the year.
I think the only thing really quitting was the watch that didn't exactly work out. But Gucci, gotta ask...
$500,000 watch.
Gotta ask you, okay, we're dropping prices right now. Gotta ask you, we have Con coming up today. Finstock Exchange, what's the goal in this tournament?
Destruction. Complete and utter destruction of every other faction.
Ty, what's next?
Whoever you give me, you will see a similar level of performance, for it is I, the Tyrant, who will take down the tournament and hold the belt at the end of the year. End of Tyrant!
As always, y'all are truly despicable, but we'll see you soon.
All right, Christian, you see there a very jovial and jubilant Finstock Exchange Ty Lieberman getting a W in a match that a lot of people might not have him favored, but he proved again today he is a force to be reckoned with and never to be underestimated.
It's what the Finstock Exchange has been doing all season, and it's that same narrative of when Dagnino did the drafting. I remember on the rundown, they're like, what the hell is he doing? Well, he's proving to everybody what he's been doing the entire season. He put all of his chips in, and he could have put a lot of the legends in the tournament, but he didn't. He's going with the guys, the unknowns they drafted. It paid off this time. Ty Lieberman takes the win. I agree with Steph Sabraw. I thought that he probably didn't handle himself very well the way he was disrespecting the legend of the game, Godfather. Nonetheless, he won the game. He's going to the next round.
Seems to be his MO, and maybe that was the wine talking. I'm sure it's very expensive and impossible to get.
Well, we heard from Ty Lieberman. We heard from the exchange, and now we're going to hear from Sam Levine and the Godfather. Take it away, Steph.
Drew, Sam, good to see you both. Obviously not the outcome that I'm sure you hoped for, but still an incredible match. Drew, you held the lead going in all the way to the five-point question. How do you feel about your performance in today's match?
I think I played well. It's definitely a adjustment back into the live setting. I was so happy to be able to spin the wheel and actually feel like I had my fate in my own hands for once. But yeah, it's an adjustment, and I'm glad that we got to play in front of the crowd. They were great. It was fun. I feel like I wish I just had that last answer, but man, there were like three Russell Crowe three-word titles within a year of each other. So it was State of Lies, Body of Play, something. I don't know. So yeah, there we are. Yeah.
I'm with you. The crowd was amazing, but I just spoke to the Finstock Exchange. I personally didn't love the shade that was being thrown at you. How'd you feel next to Ty that entire time with that back talk?
Was Ty out there? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't notice. I'm sure it's the Finstock Exchange. Like, noise happens on that side of the thing, and you just keep playing.
Yeah, Steph, they're garbage people. They know that.
Sam, but I know losing to Finstock Exchange, your relationship with Gucci, how are you feeling about that right now?
I mean, my relationship with Gucci is, I've played the guy, you know, back when he was attempting to show off his own knowledge. I've destroyed him every time we've ever sat down. So, you know, if he wants to just hide behind these guys who get lucky for him, they are welcome to talk all the trash they want. But when it actually comes down to it, like I said, he's a garbage person, and the rest of them are for following him. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Drew, moving forward, what do you think it was about this match, that next match you come back with the dub?
Well, now that we're back playing again, I want to ease back into the game. Like, that's the thing that it's the thing that I love having Sam in my corner about, is I can answer questions. Sam reminds me of the game side of this thing. And that's really the key, is just making sure I keep the game in mind as we're playing, and then just show up and do as well as I can.
Well, I'm glad you didn't even notice Ty out there. It was always good to see both of you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. Thank
Back you. To you at the desk.
Well, Mark, as you see, Drew McQueenie, always classy, whether it is a victory, whether it is a defeat. It's a legend for a reason. And Sam is going to take shots at Dagnino anytime that he can, and this was the right time to do it. As he should at this moment. But, you know, they've been going back and forth this entire season. They're both in the race right now, both the Suspects and the Exchange, anybody's game. And today, the Exchange takes the win over the Suspects. Lieberman defeats McQueenie.
Funny how life works. Last night, I caught about 30 minutes of State of Play.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So you would have gotten that one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the match here today. So I wanted to thank everyone. But before we get out of here, not only are we doing a lot of these matches here at the Scum and Villainy Cantina, we're going to be live in New York on October 9th during Comic-Con weekend. Make sure you get your tickets, theschmodownlive.com. Tickets are going fast. And talk about tickets going fast, the Schmodown Spectacular, number 6, December 4th. Gonna happen downtown LA. Get the tickets. All the elite tickets and the VIP tickets, they're gone. So if you want to get there, you got to get yourself a ticket. Do it today, theschmodownlive.com. For Mark Ellis, I'm Christian Harloff. See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.